I always start out with asking people, or I try to start out, I haven't done too well the last few times, of asking when and where you were born.
I was born in San Francisco.
In San Francisco? Mm-hmm.
And what and was when? The date?
1912. 1912?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever know your grandparents?
Yes, grandmothers.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
Uh-huh.
On both sides, yes.
Can you tell me something about each of them? Or your
well, one was a very clever artist.
Mm-hmm.
Taught piano and gave painting lessons.
Mm-hmm.
That's my father's mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she, mostly in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And was there during the earthquake, so was my father.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite a story.
Yeah.
We have pictures of that.
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother had a shop, and of course it was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
So they both lived, my father and my grandmother, and his brother, my uncle, lived in Golden Gate Park, which was the sand dunes at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So they lived out there for 3 weeks, I think, in tents.
Mm. So they were part of the whole
right.
thing that happened around that. And
but then that grandmother moved to Vallejo. Excuse me.
What was her last name?
Duncan, but she had been married. She had a second husband.
Mm-hmm.
And his name was Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, my grandfather, real grandfather, his name was Rich, R-I-C-H, because that was my name,
uh-huh.
Rich. But then she moved to Vallejo and lived over there, and that was fun because we'd go, there used to be a ferry that went from San Francisco to Vallejo,
mm-hmm.
and it took an hour and 45 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And it went past Alcatraz, you know.
Through the bay there.
Yeah, uh-huh.
uh-huh.
And from my grandmother's porch, she could wave to us as the boat was coming in, and it was a big thrill. That was really most of our vacation,
mm-hmm.
was going to grandmother's
mm-hmm.
in the summertime. We took turns because there was 8 of us.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to know her?
Oh, very well.
Uh-huh.
She taught us to sew, and she had a little place in the country. She took us
uh-huh.
when we got up to Vallejo, and
uh-huh.
she was a real grandmother.
Yeah.
We used to fight to sit next to her when she came to see us. At the dinner table, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was well-loved. And then my other grandmother was completely different.
Mm-hmm. Now,
her name,
your mother's mother.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And my mother's father had died when she was 16.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandmother married again. And my mother's maiden name was Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
And then when her father passed away, her mother married a man by the name of Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived in San Francisco. They came from the East.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't a grandmother type.
Mm-hmm.
She was different.
Uh-huh.
Very different.
In what kinds of ways?
Well, I just don't know how to describe her. I don't think she trusted us.
Mm-hmm.
She brought a little Boston bag with her all the time. She always carried it into the bathroom when she went.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
And then later on, she moved over to Oakland, or outside of Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And she thought one of my brothers stole a ring from her, and some toilet paper of all things that she had in her garage. She was just different.
She was worried about it, yeah.
She was mean to my mother.
Mm.
Very mean to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
My mother has 2 places on her scalp where my grandmother, because my mother moved, she just set the curling iron down on her head.
Wow.
Now that's mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we don't have fond memories of her.
Uh-huh. Was your mother close to her at all?
Oh, no.
No.
So no.
They had a sort of distant relationship.
She'd come and she'd sit for a while and have a cup of tea and then she'd leave.
Mm-hmm.
She liked me. I was her favorite.
Uh-huh.
And she did things for me. But
uh-huh.
The rest of the family,
yeah.
I don't know why she picked on me. But she did.
Uh-huh.
So she wasn't the ideal grandmother.
Yeah. So you were much closer to the other one.
We were, yes.
Yeah.
Of course, they're both gone now, long time.
Uh-huh. Do you know roughly around what years your parents were born? Or?
I know exactly, but let's see. Well, figure, subtract. My mother is 88.
She's 88 now?
Yeah.
So she was
1892?
Yeah, 92.
And my father was 72 when he died in 1955.
Mm-hmm. So he was older?
He was 10 years older than mother.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So about 1882 or so.
Yeah, something like that. I have it written down someplace, but I don't know where.
What was his full name?
Curtis William Rich.
Curtis William Rich. And your mother's name?
Lillian Pearl Shaw was her maiden name. Lillian Pearl Shaw.
And
now she's L.P. Rich.
Do you know much about? Has your mother ever talked to you about her childhood or her growing up?
Yes. Yeah. She had this weird mother. Her father died when she was 16, and she was very fond of him. He died of a heart attack. He's only 42, I believe. And then that's another weird thing about my grandmother. She got a boyfriend, and she told people that it was mother's boyfriend.
Oh, I see.
One of those weird things.
Yeah.
But she was very clean, and she always kept mother dressed to the teeth. She didn't like mother. She didn't like any of her. She had four children. She didn't like. She liked one. My mother had a brother. He lived to be 14. Another brother was 3. They both died within 2 weeks of diphtheria.
Oh, wow.
And then another brother died at 6 months, I think. I don't know what from. I see, that was 3. And then her last brother, Kenneth, was in World War I, and he died during World War I. So she was the only one left. But
so you didn't know any of your...
No. Okay. She was the type of person that should never have had any children, my grandmother, because she didn't like them. She didn't like my mother.
How old was your mother when she left home?
She was 16. It was right after her father died. She came out to California with her mother. And she was married shortly after that.
Do you know how far along in school your mother went?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade? Did she work?
Yes. She worked, but not very much. And I don't know just exactly what she did. She didn't have any skills or anything, you know. But she made a very good mother. Wonderful mother. Like I say, she's 88. She'll be 89 this year. And we're giving her a big birthday party, combination family reunion. When we get together with a family, there's a family. Eight children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren.
Several generations.
Yes. The last time we had one, there was about, I think there was 68 of us there.
So it sounds like growing up, you and your mother were quite close?
Oh, I'm still, yes. In fact, I think I've been closer, my sister and I, than the boys. They're not, you know, they go with the wife, you know. They.
Can you tell me about her? I mean, basically...
Mother? I don't know what I can say, except that she was a super mom. Still is. Very kind. Had a lot of heartaches. A lot of physical problems. For all she's been through, she almost died during World War I with the flu. And they were so crowded at that time in the hospitals that they put them in the armory in San Francisco. And they had the sailor boys acting as orderlies. And, of course, they wore the masks, you know. I remember wearing one. And she said that the women died on both sides that were just like flies, especially pregnant women, because they didn't have a chance. That flu was so bad, that one during World War I. And then, let's see, she had, she raised 8 children, and she miscarried twins at 6 months. And I think she had a couple of miscarriages other than that. And she's had a double hernia operation. She's had gallbladder operation, ruptured appendix. She walked around with a ruptured appendix for about a month. Just wasn't her time to go.
So she is still living now.
Oh, yes.
About
yeah. Right.
Did, okay, and do you know anything about how she met your father? Or well, maybe you could tell me first about your father.
She met him. She came out to San Francisco by herself.
Where were they living before that?
Lowell, Massachusetts.
So they were living.
She was born in Lowell. But she went to school in Boston, Lowell in Boston, and you're running out of. And Canada, because her grandmother was a postmistress in a little town in Canada, and she was up there living with her grandmother for a while. Anyway, when she come out here, she met my father at the depot, I think. She asked him where she could find a room, something like that. And that's how she got acquainted with him.
So he was working there.
And they got married not too long after that. Mm-hmm. So.
So, now, where was your father's background? Was he, you mentioned your mother by the time she was at her was basically the only, well, the only living child.
Yeah. Well, her father, her brother was still living.
Yeah, but he died during
the First War. Uh-huh. Yeah. But my father had never, he was spoiled, mm-hmm. terribly spoiled by his mother. And he didn't have a career or anything. Mm-hmm. He wasn't trained to do anything, mm-hmm. which was sad. And he would go to mother. He was 25 mm-hmm. when they were married. And he would go to his mother if he wanted anything, and she always gave it to him. So he was spoiled. Mm-hmm. So he just had to do whatever he could find to do. You know, he was a furniture mover for a while, and later he was worked at a Pacific Coast Syrup Company. It was a big company in San Francisco. He was a foreman or something there. But just before he died, he was a guard at Mare Island Navy Yard. Mm-hmm. And then he retired shortly after the war ended. And they lived to be a while after that because he died in 55 and the war ended in 45. Mm-hmm. But he went to school. My grandmother put him in a Catholic school. She thought maybe that would help him. And he did something wrong, and one of the brothers or whatever came after him with what they call a cat and nine tail, and he backed into a tub of water, mm-hmm. and he scrambled out of it and went over the fence and took off, and she never made him go back to school after that. So that's why Mother wanted us to get a good education if we could, all of us.
Do you know about how old he was when he stopped going to school?
No, I don't.
About how far his education went?
No, I don't know that. Mm-hmm. He's gone and my grandmother's gone, so I wouldn't have any way of finding that out. And when I was younger, I guess I just wasn't interested. Mm-hmm. When you get older, you want to know all these things. And then it's too late.
Yeah.
You know. I'm trying to ask my mother a lot of questions now because she's 88, she'll be 89 this year, and that's getting up there too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's sharp as a tack. Mm-hmm. She doesn't wear glasses. She reads all the time. She knows what's going on in the world, but she can't walk. Mm-hmm. And she lives with my sister.
Mm-hmm. Were either of your parents religious at all, or have any?
Mother made us go to Sunday school. Mm-hmm. Mother didn't go. She made us go to Sunday school when we were young, and she always told us that we could, when we were adults, mm-hmm. we could pick our own faith. Mm-hmm. But we were Protestant, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, did your parents got married and then they were living together in
San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Yeah, that's where I was born and raised. All eight of us were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, where in the lineup of?
I'm the third to the oldest.
You're the third. Yeah.
Third pea and pod. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm the one that was always dependable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, really. You know, some are and some aren't, and I just was. I was just old enough that I was sort of taking care of the rest of the kids.
Do you know what you said your mother was about 16 when she got
yeah.
married, so she would have been married in about 1908 or
yeah.
so?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then how long after that was your oldest?
Brother? Brother is the brother? Sister. Yeah. My sister's the oldest, isn't she? Yeah, I think so. She's passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a girl and a boy. Yeah, and a girl and a boy. And two boys. And a girl and two more boys.
Mm-hmm.
Five boys and three girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And mother had five babies in 6 years. Oh, dear. Imagine.
Now, is that in the first group, were they the five
yeah.
that were born in
yeah.
within the 6 years?
And then there was a waiting period, and then she had three more.
Mm-hmm. Did growing up, what kinds of in the house, say around chores and things? What kinds of things would you do?
Housework.
Mm-hmm.
Not much cooking,
mm-hmm.
but housework. And we were poor, mm-hmm. proud but poor. We were always clean.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't accept any welfare.
Mm-hmm.
That was a disgrace in those days.
Mm-hmm.
You just didn't go on welfare. So as soon as we got old enough, we had little jobs that we did for pay. Like I ran errands for a lady, which I hated doing, but I did. And I got a, believe it or not, I got 10 cents for doing it. And that bought 2 loaves of bread in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And my brothers had paper routes and did anything they could find to do.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was your father working at while you were growing up? What kinds of...
Later, when I was old enough to realize, he worked at Scottish Rite Auditorium in San Francisco. Today you'd call it a custodian.
Mm-hmm.
And he had charge of the stage. And it was a huge building at that time, other than the Civic Auditorium in San Francisco, it was the only place for different groups to have their affairs.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always something going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And Mother has 3 autograph books of people, famous people, who came there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're priceless.
Mm-hmm.
Will Rogers and Wally Post. I can't begin to think of the names of all the people that she has their autographs. Just almost anybody you can think of,
mm-hmm.
they usually end up there at a concert or something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of foreign people, Japanese and Chinese, different countries.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw a lot of different things because we could always go, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it was educational for us.
Uh-huh.
Lectures. One was Dr. Estes. He was a raw food and health
mm-hmm.
person. And he would sell courses. So I worked in the box office writing up the courses and taking their money
mm-hmm.
for him. And then I worked in the lobby while he was giving the courses. So I worked there. And when they had a dance, my mother worked in the hat check room at night.
Mm-hmm.
And my brothers were hired to move the chairs after. If there was a dance after,
mm-hmm.
they were hired to move the chairs. So we all got in on it.
Mm-hmm. So your father supported your whole family, basically, plus whatever you all brought in?
On $100 a month. That's what he made. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
Not now.
Our rent was 25. But like I say, we all got out and worked.
Where did you live in San Francisco?
We lived, you've heard of Haight Street.
Mm-hmm.
We lived on Pierce Street between Haight and Page. That was out in that neighborhood near, not too far from the panhandle of Golden Gate Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then later we moved to the Mission District, and we lived there for, about 10 years or more. And then we moved out on Monterey Boulevard, which was a nicer, brighter area. And that's where we lived when I got married. Let's see, I went to 2 grammar schools because we moved. No, 3 grammar schools.
Mm-hmm.
1 junior high and 1 high.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say they go to dozens of schools.
Yeah.
So that wasn't too bad. Yeah. 5 schools and all.
How old were you when you moved from the first... place.
Mother left us all in the park while she moved. I couldn't have been very big because I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was about 5, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I went to school there 1 year. I guess it was 1 term or something before we moved. And I don't remember the name of that street. And then we moved to Pierce Street. And that was during the war, World War I and the end of the war, you know. Because I remember standing at the window with my brothers and sisters and waving a flag at the end of the war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the armistice?
Yeah.
And I wasn't very big, but I can remember doing that.
Yeah, let's see. So during the war, you wouldn't have...
1919
uh-huh.
was the end, wasn't it?
Yeah. So...
I guess I was 7.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Or so close to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you remember the house that you lived in, say, on Pierce Street, since that was... you were?
Yeah, it was a... 3. You go up, there was an apartment downstairs, and then you go up the stairs, and there was 2 apartments.
Mm-hmm.
One here, and then we went up the higher stairs to ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was nice. And then we moved, I don't know why we moved out to the Mission, and then we lived in a little cottage out there.
Mm-hmm.
4 bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
A little tiny one. I have pictures of that. But it was nicer. It was warmer in the Mission.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Warren Belt, if you know anything about San Francisco, do you?
A little. I know enough to know basically where those areas
yeah.
are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did, when you, in these places, where would you, in terms of your own room, say?
My sister and I always had a room. My sisters and I always had 1 bedroom.
Mm-hmm. All of the sisters are...
I only have two.
You only have two. Uh-huh.
One was married when she was 16, so mm-hmm. my oldest sister. And then across the hall was my mother and father's bedroom, and there was always a crib on each side of the bed. And then there was two other bedrooms, and the older boys slept in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it was a happy house, even though we were poor. We didn't realize we were that poor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't. So we're happy.
So, growing up, do you remember what kinds of games and things you would play? Or?
Yeah, kick the can, limp it off the gutter. And is that what you mean? Outside, you know, uh-huh. when it was nice.
Uh-huh.
Jump rope, hopscotch, jacks.
mm-hmm.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you this. We were practically raised in a church that was just the end of the block, Trinity Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I belonged to the Bluebirds and, you know, the Campfire Girls. And then my brothers, they had a gym with a basketball court and everything. And my brothers were always there.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time at this church, they had, the minister would give a sermon, and then they'd show a movie to illustrate the sermon.
Huh.
Naturally, we'd go to the show. But we went to a daily vacation Bible school in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And it was our second home.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. That helped us.
Yeah.
That neighborhood looks terrible now.
Mm.
Ooh. Things change.
Yeah. Now, at the time, was it those of a lower income area, or was that...
Just, it was everything. It wasn't the wrong side of the tracks. No, it mm-hmm. was just everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, we didn't know we were poor.
Mm-hmm. In school, how... far did you
high school
you graduated
mm-hmm.
from high school
yeah.
Did you were there certain subjects that were your favorites or
no not really I was very timid in school
mm-hmm.
I think I had a terrific inferiority complex
mm-hmm.
so I was kept back in the second grade because
mm-hmm.
I couldn't read
mm-hmm.
and my brother caught up with me he was what 16 months younger
mm-hmm.
and he caught up to me. Of course, that didn't help my ego.
mm-hmm.
And so I just had an inferiority complex. I graduated on the honor roll in the junior high, and then when I went to high school, down the tube.
Do you know why that happened?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. If I'd known what I know now, I would have been more industrious and would have worked harder, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
Did you know how you felt about school?
Wasn't crazy about it.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't go to the high school in our neighborhood because even at that time it was considered tough,
mm-hmm.
Mission High School.
Mm-hmm.
So I was taking a commercial course, so they allowed me to go downtown on Vanis Avenue in San Francisco mm-hmm. to Commerce High School of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone now.
So you were taking
commercial
courses?
Were you
planning?
Shorthand. And I don't know what, I wasn't planning. I just didn't have anything in mind, you know,
mm-hmm.
blah. I think I was too busy helping Mother take care of the kids and the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I just didn't think about it. Probably was thinking about marriage more than anything else.
Uh-huh. Did you?
But I didn't have anybody, you know, picked out.
Mm-hmm. When you were growing up, what kinds of things did you sort of, you know, how kids will say, well, I want to do this or that. Do you remember what your plans were?
Well, I thought about nursing, but... not for very long.
Mm-hmm.
No. I guess I just didn't have any ambitions.
Uh-huh.
Just was too busy helping Mother.
Uh-huh.
Being Mother's little helper.
You mentioned that you did odd jobs in these. Do you remember how old you were the first?
13, I think, when I first started carrying that stupid suitcase that I had to carry. The lady that I run these errands for, she was a seamstress.
Mm-hmm.
And she made just the vest of a suit. And I would take this big black suitcase
mm-hmm.
and go down to the tailor shop
mm-hmm.
and close that door.
Yeah.
I would go down to the tailor shop and pick up a vest that was all cut out in a roll and bring it back, and she'd make it.
Mm-hmm.
Fella vest is what they called it. And she'd get $2.50 a vest, which was a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
I'd bring back maybe sometimes two. And then when they were finished, I had to take them back to the tailor shop. She'd just fold them gently in the suitcase. That's long. Oh, I hated carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think people would think I was a bootlegger carrying this big... Isn't that crazy? That's really crazy. the ideas you get.
Well, it would have been at the right time.
Right. But I got 10 cents for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a rainy day, I got car fare one way, because I had to go from 24th and Mission down to 16th and Mission.
Mm-hmm.
If it was raining, I got a nickel to ride either down or back.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was a widow, supported herself, and she lived across the street, and once in a while she'd invite me for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'd take me to the show, Flea House. But it was nice. It got me out.
Mm-hmm. What's a flea house?
Well, there was fleas that they, you know, you could feel them.
In the thing?
Yes, uh-huh. And she always had the same thing. She always had ground meat for dinner. And she had a lovely big upstairs apartment, flat, I guess you'd call it. And the front room was her sewing room. Then opposite was a lovely living room, and the dining room was a combination bedroom and dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And then down the hall was the bathroom. And at the end of the hall was a regular kitchen and a bedroom mm-hmm. and a bath. And she rented that out. That helped her live.
Mm-hmm.
So she did her cooking in the bathroom, which didn't impress me at all. As young as I was, I just
didn't sit
just
right.
Didn't sit right. She had a little burner at the end of the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And then she washed the dishes in the sink, and she had a little cupboard over the sink. And I just didn't.